Good morning. This is KSUB, the student radio station of Seattle University, broadcasting at 89.1 FM and at ksubseattle.org. It's Friday morning, May 23rd, and it's 8:12. That means you must be listening to the Culture and Language Bridge Show, brought to you almost every Friday, every quarter, except summer. And we bring programs brought to you by students in the Culture and Language Bridge program. So this morning we have the Advanced Academic Discourse class, my class. My name is Heidi Beck, and we are finishing up language lessons. And this morning we have three of them for you. So let's get started. Good morning.
Hello, everybody. How are you? I'm Ngoc Nguyen from Vietnam. So I guess you all can guess like what language lesson I'm giving today is Vietnamese. And let's start the first part, comparative grammar structure. So it's a really interesting point that in Vietnamese language, there's no tense. We only need to add da or se or dang to a sentence to indicate the time when something happens. For example, I will be home at 7 p.m. today. That's the simple present. And you're supposed to add sẽ to the sentence. Tôi sẽ ở nhà 7 giờ tối nay. And next one is that I pick the sentence for the simple past. I cooked soup for my husband last night. So you're supposed to add đã to the sentence. Tôi đã nấu soup cho chồng tôi tối qua. For and next point is like is for the present perfect. I have been in Seattle since 2012. Tôi đã ở Seattle từ năm 2012. For present continuous, I'm cooking soup for my husband. You're supposed to add đang to the sentence. Tôi đang nấu soup cho chồng tôi. As you see, we don't have any simple past, simple future, past continuous, or past perfect tenses. We just add one word, and then you indicate the time when something happens. Next point is for plural. In Vietnamese, there's no plural. If you say the an orange in English, it means một quả cam. Orange is quả cam, and one is một. Two oranges, hai quả cam. Three oranges, ba quả cam. A lot of oranges, nhiều quả cam. As you see, there's no plural for the noun. Let's move on to the next point. Personal pronouns. I picked that one because, as I know, like all foreigners find that that's really, really difficult. The first one really popular is tôi, to indicate I. For that one, you being formal. The listeners must be younger than you. Tao, that's really informal one. Used when talking with close friend or someone you hate, disrespect. So you must be careful when you use this one. And the listeners must be younger and you are a male. All boys talk to girls. Ignore ages. I mean, for the couples, the guy, when they talk to a girl, they will say an to indicate themselves. Listener must be older than you. A girl talk to a boy. Ignore ages. Guy, from my experience when talking to other people, guys call girl M on the first time they meet the girl. And sometimes the girl respond, hey, I'm probably older than you. But you know what? No matter how or what we respond, we love the way you call us. Chị. Listeners must be younger than you, and you are female, to say that word, to indicate I. Con, listener must be a lot older than you. And when you say con, that shows you respect the the other people. Men is like it's for when you talk friends to friends, and that this one really popular in the south of Vietnam. That this one also for friend to friends, and really popular in the middle part of Vietnam. The this one also friend to friends, and really popular in the north of Vietnam. And the next point I want to teach is there's five basic tones in Vietnamese. I can say it's like an arrow. When you see an arrow like on the top of the word, you're supposed to voice, your voice supposed to be goes up. For example, nói, khóc. Nói is speak, khóc is write. You see my voice going up. For the arrow, it's going down, so your voice goes down. For example, làm bài. It means do homework. And your voice is supposed to fluctuate and ends up with the lowest tone when you see the it's an arrow, but it looks like a question mark. Like hỏi, ask, phở, this really popular word. It means phở, the noodle. And next one, your voice is supposed to fluctuate and end up with the highest tone. For example, ngã, it means fell. And the really popular last name you see, Nguyễn, N-G-U-I-E-N. And the last tone is your voice goes down to the lowest tone. That's the dog that you see is under the word. For example, heavy, nặng, and middle name, really popular one too, thị. The last one, the last also important point I want to do like is gather all the products I showed you before. I put all of them in a dialogue. It's a conversation. The boy will ask her his girlfriend, em đang làm gì đó? It means, what are you doing? And you see, like, you can see there's different in the order. Em means you, đang làm, are going, gì đó, what? And girl respond, em đang nấu cơm, I'm cooking. And the word dang, as I mentioned above, before that, is for the present continuous. And the guy responds, em đã làm bài tập chưa? Did you do homework yet? Girl responds, chưa anh à, còn anh? Not yet, darling, how are you? How about you? For darling, also said anh, as I mentioned above, like, this it's not ages. Boy respond, anh nghỉ học hôm qua nên giờ không có làm bài. I was absent yesterday, so today I do not have homework to do. And the boy say anh to indicate himself. And was absent, nghỉ học, yesterday, hôm qua. So, nên giờ không có làm bài. Today I do not have homework to do. That's all the lesson is about, so I hope you enjoy it and find that that's really helpful. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. You know, I really like that pronoun that says, hey, I'm probably older than you. I think we need to add that one in English. I could use it. Well, it is 8:21, and we'll be right back with our next lesson. This is KSUB.